Hi. This is a small addendum to the previous screencast because I wanted to show you what we had just created, the result of what we created. You'll notice here that we have, from our last screencast, the UI1 on-screen interface that we designed in the last screencast. But what does it really look like? Well, I'm going to show you. But before I show you, I'm going to go ahead and show you a couple of things that I had to do that I did not specify in the last screencast. Specifically, you may have noticed that we used on timeout to go back to the previous screen, but where is that timeout actually specified? It's not really specified in here. It's not really specified in Designer. There is no field for in Designer. So the only way that you can get to it is if you actually select the design object itself and modify it inside MySQL. So, knowing this, let's go back and let's look at the query browser real quick, and I want to show you something. If you go into Design Object, you'll see a number of fields that you cannot modify directly in HA Designer. A couple of them are useful for our purposes. One of these, actually, let me go ahead and just limit to where our design objects. The ones that I've been adding in the last few days. D5600 greater than 5599. That'll work. Okay. So we have here our games full screen and games full screen options. Of particular use is games full screen options. One of the features that we have here is timeout seconds. Timeout seconds specifies in seconds literally how long before the on timeout event gets fired. Since we want a 5 second delay from when the screen is displayed to the time when nothing else is pressed, we put in 5 seconds here and save it, and there's our timeout. The other major thing too is we also have a concept of what's called a screen type. These are very special because these are used by various different devices such as the infrared handler and whatnot to determine where buttons that are pressed on the remote control go. To know more about this, we need to look at a very specific table. It's not called screen type. It should be, but it is not. It is actually called remote mapping. And remote mapping, if we look at it, consists of a few what are essentially screen types and their remote layouts. For example, the defaults, and all this is just a set of values for the button and the master device from, and where the device should go to along with the appropriate commands each time. So 194, coincidentally, is the command for off, just so you know. So, knowing this, if you look, we have a set of remote remote mappings to negative 203, which is orbiters in this room, etc. There's a special one called Navigable OSD on Media Director, MD, called IN. These are arbitrary. But they set a few things, particularly the direction keys go to the media plugins themselves. Everything else is caught as a simulate key press as per the default. And basically allows so that if you're trying to use the on-screen display to take care of something, such as for Myth TV or whatnot, the remote button presses will go through to the appropriate places. I'm probably going to have to add a new screen type when it's all said and done to make this totally seamless, but for now, the Navigable OSD on MD seems to work pretty well. Okay, so that's that. I had to take and add those two specific things. Once I did, I went ahead and I went into, this is my source tree here, there's a utility called ScreenGen, and I ran ScreenGen. ScreenGen immediately takes a look at the database pieces that I've created, the screens and the design objects that I've mapped to them, and creates a set of header files, specifically in Gen Devices. all screens, and it creates a set of command stubs, one for each major screen. Orbiter needs this to understand that A, the screen exists, and B, what command parameters to pass to it, if any. So knowing this, we can then take and use that, and we can build Orbiter. We just build Orbiter using make bin, wait for it to come out, copy the files in bin to your production system, whatever, or whatever you're using for your development, and test it out. I've done this, and the end result is quite fantastic, actually. Let me show you. We have here a game playing, in this case it's Dig Dug, and if I tap the screen, you will see our brand new on-screen games remote ready to be used. And if I let it sit here for a few moments, 5 seconds, it goes back to the original screen, just as it should. And as you can see, all the buttons here work correctly. It's taking a moment to update. Give it a second. And I can hit player one start, and the game will start. So there you go. All right, in the next screencast, I think I will be working on the PDA variants, and I will show you the differences between the normal horizontal variants and things that we have to keep in mind. One thing to keep in mind, though, is I think from now on, all of the individual screencasts from now on are going to be considerably shorter as I teach less and less fundamentals and show you the things that we do need to highlight on. I thank you for your patience up to this far, and I hope that you guys have gotten enough patience and enough understanding to understand how the Orbiter UI works and how to manipulate it in Designer, and I look forward to the future screencasts. Thank you.